You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's action in Navan, a seven race card on the level to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Yes, very wet and soggy morning to you as well, Mark.
It is. It's. I think we're getting the back end of the hurricane as promised.
Although that hurricane, I think, is actually due to touch base on Friday. But
so it's going to get worse.
Well, I think we might avoid it. I think it's going to break up, as they say, and it's going to go up into the North Sea, I think. So I think we might be all right.
All right. What do you make of Navan today, Andy? Let's get down to business.
Yeah, pretty good stuff today. Didn't really fancy a great deal at Tipperary yesterday, and probably the results proved that. But, yeah, I do like today's card. I do like Navan and Nace. They're a couple of my favourite betting tracks, particularly at this time of year when the maidens are fairly straightforward to work out, and handicaps often throw up some value. What we can say is that Navan has probably avoided all the nasty weather that we've had in this country. There's a bit of a low pressure area circling over the top of the UK, but over in Ireland not so much, albeit it's bound to be a little bit damp and dreary. I'd say probably just one or two flickers of rain here then everywhere, just make it on the easy side of good, but generally speaking a pretty good surface for this time of year.
Yeah, you're listening to the William Hill Weather Podcast. It's taking that kind of theme, hasn't it? You've got plenty of strong opinions, though, by the sounds of it, Andy. Some nice bets along the way?
Yeah, apart from the first race, really. It's a bad shape to it, really. A lot of them are disappointing, and there's only seven runners. So we can get that one out of the way, and then we can move on to the more tasty stuff.
Yeah, in that case, let's get stuck into this first race, then. Let's get it out of the way. The 205 is a 5-furlong maiden, where Way of Light heads the market at 5-2. 3-1 for Zandira. Falcao is 4-1. 5-1 for Fairy Flute. Future Icon 15-2 and 11-1 are bigger prices for the others. I can see why you've got not so much of an opinion here, Andy, because there's plenty of them that have had plenty of chances, still remain maidens. It's a tricky start to the card, isn't it?
Well, I think we're right to have reservations about quite a few of these. I mean, you know, there's long losing runs to sort of like get your head around. Zandira, for instance, I've tipped her a few times and she's rather disappointed me. Albeit she's run well on several occasions. She's been second three, four times. And, if there was an extra runner here, you'd probably be looking at her from an each-way perspective. But she's just a hard horse to love, really, and to put up at a fairly shortish price. I suppose Way of Light, you could argue, she's the standard bearer here with that run the other day beyond the horse I tipped, Chestnut Fire. That wasn't a bad little race. She's dropping back down to 5 furlongs, which could indeed work out for her. But, you know, you're looking at 5-2 for a horse who's been running over a mile and 7 furlongs, now goes over 5. Again, until you're absolutely sure, then, you'd just be slight, reticent about her. So I'm going to go with the horse I tipped down in Cork last day, Falcao, Edwin Lynham's charge. Of course, Edward's got a fantastic record with sprinters generally, and looks as though that he's quite a pacey type to cope with this sort of examination this afternoon. Looks as though he was a bit unlucky the other day behind Compass Hill, who finally found a little bit of form from nowhere. It was not a bad run. Certainly broke alertly, got into a good track position, showed plenty of speed. And was just worn down in the closing stages on that soft ground. Better ground should suit today. Interesting that connections have gone for the tongue tie as well. That could also help this individual at the fifth time of asking. But of the ones who are more lightly raced here and, obviously still yet to win, I think this one's probably got the most potential out of them. So not a bad price either. 4-1 for Falcao. So let's start off with that 3-year-old in the first.
Falcao to score at the fifth time of asking then in the opening race. The 2.35 is race two on the card. This one is an apprentice handicap over 5 furlongs. The market headed by Suburban Sky, who's 4-1 into 3-1 at the time of recording this. 4-1 for Sweetest Taboo. Gladly is 5-1. 6-1 for National Service. It's 7-1 for Dan's Gift and Bought for a Song. 9-1 for Little Sweetheart and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in the 235?
Oh, we're all Sade fans here. Everyone's going to be with the old Sweetest Taboo here, aren't they? Your Love Is King and all that. The sounds of the 80s reverberating around the 235 at Navan, but despite the money for that horse this morning, I quite fancy a couple against it, particularly a couple that ran at Nacy of the Week, Suburban Sky and Gladly. And of the two, I must prefer the latter, Charles O'Brien's filly. I thought she ran really well from a bad track position, as it turned out. Usually when there's a bit of cut in the ground at Nacy, they come down the middle, and she did, but the two on the far side, Louis Leroy and Expresso Brasileira, obviously had a massive advantage by being drawn on the quicker part of the track. The second has won since, a horse that I highlighted a few times on William Hill Radio's podcast as a horse to stay on the right side of, and that horse finally popped up at Listowel the other day. I think that form was pretty good. The time figures suggest it was a much better race than the other heat, the race that was involved with Suburban Sky, as I mentioned. And we can get a decent price about this filly as well this morning. We're looking at around about 5-6-1. So let's go with Charles O'Brien's Gladly. She's definitely knocking at the door, and hopefully it'll open today.
Gladly in the 2.35 then. The 3.10 is race 3 in the car. This one is a maiden over 2 miles. The market headed by 5-2 joint favourites this morning, Giant Redwood and Swamp Fox. Ebazir is 5-1, 6-1 for Deontas. 14s into 9s for right down the middle. Bold bid 12s and 14s or bigger for the others. We'll start with Giant Redwood, Andy, the Aidan O'Brien newcomer. Well-bred, related to Kist and Paul Moir, but haven't seen him until the back end of his three-year-old campaign, and he wears a tongue tie on debut. Would that raise a few question marks?
Yeah, I'm not saying, of course, he can't win, but the vibes are this morning he's fairly easy to back, and perhaps he's not as good as wanted to make him out to be. So I'll probably pass him over here. There's a couple of horses with some really good form coming into this, and one of them, Swamp Fox. I absolutely adore this horse. I think he's going to make a really nice hurdler in time. And the handicap has kind of like shot across the bows in him a little bit. He was rated 68 going into that Listowel race, but the front two pulled so well clear of the rest that he's had to readjust his figures, and he's put the horse up to 82. So Joseph Murphy's probably absolutely like gutted, because obviously handicaps are probably a little bit more of a test for him in the future, and he's got to go down the maiden route. But I certainly think he can pull it off. Like I say, the pair of them pulled well clear, him and Roberts down the last day in a very fast time. It's a strongly run maiden. A test of stamina in this kind of ground, good yielding in places, is going to be ideal for him today. They booked Pat Smullen as well, who was on the last day. And that, along with the run beyond Bog War, suggests that he's going to easily win a maiden of this nature sooner rather than later. So he's the number one choice. But also, I wouldn't... it'd be remiss of me not to mention right down the middle here as well. A horse that absolutely devastated me the last day at Listowel. I napped to Rock the World. And it was a good novice's chase he won as well, because I've always had a bit of a soft spot for Jessica Harrington's Charge. And Guitar Pete was back in third. You know, these two 140, 150 rated horses. And to be fair, right down the middle, absolutely buried him in the end. He travelled really smooth. He jumped really well. And I thought he just won fair and square. A lot of people pointed the finger at Barry Geraghty for a modest ride, but I don't think. I just think he got beat by a better horse on the day. His form on the level is not that great, but surely he's a much better horse than what he's shown. And he stays really well. So I can see why there's money for him this morning. So I think Swamp Fire's the one to beat, but right down the middle, I certainly don't think he's going to be a 10-1 chance coming off.
Right, a couple to consider there then in the 3.10. The 3.45 is race 4 on the card. This one is a filly's maiden over a mile. Etched is the even money favourite. 3-1 for Emergent. Savannah is 100-30 and nibbled from 4-1. Ayatara has also seen a bit of support this morning, 16s into 14s. It's 16-1 for All in One and Song of the Sky, and 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. Powerful stables involved here, Andy. A lot of them have had one run and likely to improve from that effort. So what do you make of 3.45?
Yeah, I think that maiden that was run at Nace on the 23rd of September is the key to this particular race. The 4th and the 7th, Lockhorns again, that's Etched and Savina. Obviously Etched came out the better of the two on that particular day, but there's a good chance that Savina, of course being tried by Mickey Halford, has got every chance of turning that form around. She was actually nibbled out in the betting, Savina, at big prices on the morning, so they obviously thought she was okay, and albeit she didn't figure in the finish, she didn't have to do enough to suggest to me anyway, at least, that she could figure more prominently next time out. In keeping with a lot of Mickey Halford horses, that's certainly the way her profile is likely to go. Etched, obviously, probably just about a worthy favourite off the basis of that run. Thought she kept on well behind Kalisima. And that was a really good maiden. The time figure of that race was pretty good for a 7 furlong event. And both of these two, the way they finished off their races, suggests though Dexter Fernandez suit. But the prices this morning, even money Etchison, you can get 7-2, 4-1 for Savina. It's a bit of a no-brainer for me. I'm going to go with Mickey Halford to charge each way.
Savannah for Andy then in the 3.45. The 4.20 is race 5 on the card. This one is a maiden over a mile for the Colts and Geldings. Cook Islands is the 4-5 favourite at the time of recording this. Alma Halal is 3-1. 8-1 for Birthplace. Propriano is 9-1. 16s for Ineffable and Sea of Mystery. And 25-1 are bigger prices for the others. Again, Andy, any of these maidens that have caught your eye so far?
Cook Islands, plain and simply. I think it'll win this and win it comfortably. I think the odds are about right as well this morning. I don't normally like advertising odds on chances and suggesting that punters get absolutely mad involved with them, but it's hard to look beyond him really here, other than Alma Halal, of course, who's had a couple of runs that have represented a fair level of form. He's got a mark of 87, which I think is a little bit too inflated for my liking. And, of course, he got beat the last day at Navan, but this Cook Islands done off on a smashing race first time out at the Curragh. It's a really hot maiden. It's won by Hitted a Bomb from the same stable. But loitering out the back from a bad draw was this Cook Islands, who absolutely flashed down the middle of the course. He posted one of the fastest sectional times from the intersection that day. And he just looks a really nice horse. Considering he was an unconsidered horse at last time out, we expect him to improve quite rapidly, not only for that experience, but for the step-up in trip as well. He looks as though he's going to be a good middle-distance horse next year, certainly. Looking at his pedigree and the way he runs. So, in a race which won't take a great deal of winning here, and there's a lot of unraced fodder, I'd expect Cook Islands to make no mistake this afternoon.
Cook Islands get off the mark at the second time of asking then. In the 4.20, the 4.55 is the penultimate race in Navan this afternoon. We have the Meath Handicap here, which is a race over a mile and a quarter. The Nutcracker is 4-1 at the top of the market. 7-1 for Monolite, 8-1 for Stronger Than Me and To Choose, 9-1 for Cocoon, 10-1 for the Fox Tully, 11s for Our Rachel, that one's been supported from 14s, and 12s or bigger for the others. I'm sure there's a few in here, Andy, that you've tipped before. Which one comes out on top on this occasion?
Yeah, funny enough, this race is a little bit of a no-brainer for me here because there was a couple of horses that ran on the same card several weeks ago. The Nutcracker, namely, was one of them who won the final mile and a quarter handicap. But before that, there was a much better race than that. It was an 0-80 event won by Ningxai, and quite a few of these took part in that race. And I tipped To Choose, who was back from 8-1 into 7-2. And I've got to be honest, he was a bit of disappointment to me that day, To Choose, from Thomas Gibney Yard. And I know he didn't get the cleverest of runs and he probably wasn't in a great track position, but he didn't really pick up in the style that I thought he would, and I just was left a little bit cold by that effort. But in the same race, I thought Monolite ran an absolute Herculean race for a three-year-old carrying 9 stone 7. He was right out the back door from a terrible draw early on. He turned into the home straight with nothing behind him and he flashed down to finish fourth down the outside. He did a great sectional time as well from four out. Much, much better than the one that Nutcracker achieved half an hour later in the final event. Considering he's carried more weight, and obviously the Nutcracker's now been punished £15. It doesn't take a genius to work out that the Nutcracker's really poor value here at 4-1, yet Monolite's 8-1 this morning, double the odds. That just seems nonsensical to me, certainly if you've got the figures I've got in front of me. I do love Mickey Halford as well. I mean, anything that he runs with half a chance, I'm always looking at punting. He didn't handle Wexford the time before. He was a bit wayward, or he was unsuited by the slowly run race at Downroll the time before, but he just wants a strong gallop over this kind of trip, and he's got the visor on today just to sharpen him up even more. So at the prices this morning, I'm really surprised that Monolite's available to back at such big odds that he is, and suggest we get stuck into him.
Strong selection then for Andy. Monolite in the 4.55. The 5.25 is the final race on the card. We finish here with an EBF maiden over a mile and a quarter. The market header this morning by joint favourites. 4-1 joint favourites in the shape of Mr. Caffrey and Prospector. Jersey Girl is 9-2. 5-1 for Adarina. Vintage Charm 8-1 into 6-1 at the time of recording this. 9-1 for Secundo's Out, and 16s or bigger for the others. What do you make of the lucky last?
It's not a bad little race actually. Quite a few you can fancy. I wouldn't be that mad keen on Vintage Charm or Secundo's Out. The two they're punted. I'm not really sure where they're coming from with those two, but I actually was quite surprised to see Jers Girl such a big price this morning. We can get sort of 9-2, 5-1 for that. I thought she'd be favourite here. She certainly deserves to be on that run at Sligo. I know it was back in May, but if she runs anywhere near that level, she'll win this easily, because Zibeka, who won that race, is a horse who John Ox thinks quite a bit about, and I think one or two of the jumping boys will be after him if he goes to the sales. He's rated 84. Back in third, of course, is Torcedor, who went on to run a Herculean race in a big handicap at Galway next time out in a 9-7. And he subsequently won a couple of handicaps at the Curragh. He's now rated 97. So sandwiched in between those two is this Gavin Cromwell trained filly. So she's probably run somewhere in and around the 80, 85 plus mark on debut. You've only got to look at the ratings of the sort of main market protagonists here. The likes of Secunda's Out, Vintage Charm, Angel Bay, they're all rated 68, 74. So Jersey Girl's got a massive advantage over these on pure ability. She obviously stays very well. That was a bog that day at Sligo in the heavy ground. So if they get any more rain and the ground gets churned up, the more Jersey Girl's got a much brighter chance. She clearly handles, she goes well fresh. That was her first run in her life. So I'm not really that concerned about the time off. And of course, the yard, Gavin Cromwell, you couldn't be in any better form. So as I said, I'd make this filly favourite here and suggest you back her accordingly.
All right, Jersey Girl. Sounds like another strong opinion from Andy then in the 5:25. As usual, Andy, let's just have a little bit of a summary before you go, if you'll spin us through your selections for Navan one more time.
Yeah, famous last words, but there looks plenty of decent bets on this Navan card today. Falcao would be just a token choice in the first to get the ball rolling, but then we get on to the decent stuff. Gladly each way in the 2:35. Swamp Fox, who looks as though he's a very strong stay, will take all the beating in the 3:10, but do keep an eye on that right down the middle at the price. Savannah is the each-way no-brainer in the 3:35. Cook Island should, without too much trouble, win the 4:20. Big price of Mono Light in the 4:55. I'd have him favourite on my figures there. And in the final race, similar comments apply to Jersey Girl, who ran a very good race against two smart horses on debut.
Nice one. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Navan this afternoon.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.